The title of this presentation and demonstration is Public Speaking and Reading Fluently Aloud Using an Audible Teleprompter, an Alternative Technique. We talk a lot these days about technology. I am reminded of all of the technology the NASA space scientists designed, developed, and discovered during the Apollo space missions. As NASA worked to become the first to put a man on the moon, they had many challenges to overcome. One challenge that proved to be more difficult than anticipated and took longer to solve than planned was the development of a fountain pen, or ballpoint pen, that would write in outer space, that would work in zero gravity. While they struggled with the problem, they had to rely on an older device, which turned out to work quite well in outer space. It was called a pencil. The point is, technology is great, but it is not the end-all or the be-all. Technology cannot take the place of literacy, education, or ambition. Technology cannot take the place of reading and writing. Technology cannot take the place of studying and learning. Technology cannot take the place of thinking and reasoning. But technology does have its place in reading and writing, studying and learning, and thinking and reasoning. I am a user of and a believer in Braille. Braille can be an efficient and effective alternative to print for reading and writing. I support the NFB's advocacy of Braille literacy. I agree with the slogan that Braille readers are leaders, and I do not believe that technology will do away with or diminish the value of Braille. In fact, because of technology, more Braille than ever before is available under our fingertips. When I got my first Braille note-taker, the Braille-n-Speak, I was thrilled. But when I got the Braille Light 40, with its 40-cell refreshable Braille display, I thought I had died and gone to heaven. Unfortunately, like many of you, I did not learn Braille until I was an adult. And, like many of you, I have struggled in vain to increase my reading speed to the point that I could read Braille aloud fluently, eloquently, and elegantly, like Dr. Maurer, Dr. Jernigan, and so many others who learned Braille as children. I have long wished that I could read fluently aloud so that I could read a speech, read to my children and grandchildren, read the scriptures in Sunday school, or just read aloud to read aloud. But I can't using print, and I haven't been able to do so using Braille. However, I can now read fluently aloud using a device I will call an audible teleprompter. I will demonstrate, or should I say continue to demonstrate, since I have been reading this entire talk, by reading a portion of Dr. Jernigan's speech which he gave at the NFB National Convention in Dallas, Texas in 1993. His speech is entitled The Nature of Independence. Please listen carefully to what Dr. Jernigan said. It is particularly relevant to what we're talking about today. Quote, usually when I go to bed at night, I read myself to sleep with a recorded book. A few months ago, somebody took me to task for this. The person said something to this effect. You should not read recorded books. You should use Braille. After all, the Federation advocates Braille literacy. And if you use tapes and talking books, you decrease the circulation of Braille from the libraries. And you also set a bad example. What kind of statement are you making? What kind of image are you creating? You have an obligation to serve as a role model. Dr. Jernigan continued, I didn't argue with the person. It wouldn't have done any good. Yes, I use Braille, and as you know, I find it helpful. More than that, my life would be poorer without it. But Braille is a means. It is a vehicle, not an article of faith. I am conscious of the fact that I have an obligation to be a role model, and I do the best I can to meet the requirement. But the kind of role model I want to be, for anybody who cares to see me that way, is that of a competent, well-balanced human being, not a caricature. The fact that I don't want to die of thirst doesn't mean that I want to drown. Dr. Jernigan continued, What is independence? I would define it this way. With respect to reading, it means getting the information you want with the minimum amount of inconvenience and expense. For me, that means Braille, but it also means using live readers, recordings, and, despite my limited competence in that area, a certain amount of work with computers. For somebody else, the combination may be different. But any active blind person who lacks skill in Braille will be limited, not necessarily unable to compete, but definitely limited. Dr. Jernigan then went on to say, In conclusion, I say to each member of this organization, hold your head high in the joy of accomplishment and the pride of independence, but not because of dog or cane or human arm, and not because of your ability to read Braille or use a computer. These are the trappings of independence, not the substance of it. They should be learned and used when needed, but they should be regarded only as means, not ends. Our independence comes from within. A slave can have keen eyesight, excellent mobility, and superb reading skills, and still be a slave. We are achieving freedom and independence in the only way that really counts, in rising self-respect, growing self-confidence, and the will and the ability to make choices. Above all, independence means choices and the power to make those choices stick. End quote. I agree with Dr. Jernigan regarding the nature of independence. I agree that Braille, computers, and other technology are useful tools which should be learned and used when needed. With that in mind, I am now going to share with you some information regarding the audible teleprompter I use to give public speeches and read fluently aloud. I call the device an audible teleprompter, but you probably refer to it as a Victor Reader Stream. I am going to explain just how easy it is to give public speeches and read fluently aloud using the Victor Reader Stream as an audible teleprompter. First, let me give you a few basic facts as background, and then I will explain how the audible teleprompter works. According to that infallible source of all knowledge and wisdom, Wikipedia, the normal rate at which we speak English in the United States ranges from 100 to 150 words per minute. That is the normal rate of speaking, whether we're just talking to friends, reading aloud, or giving a public speech. We normally talk at between 100 and 150 words per minute. Now, let's compare that normal rate of talking with normal rates of reading silently to oneself. Let me stop right here and make sure that we're all on the same page with regard to our terminology. I would like us to agree, for purposes of this discussion, that there are three methods of reading: with your eyes, with your fingers, and with your ears. Because of the increased popularity of audiobooks, I think even most sighted people would agree that there are three methods of reading. Now, for convenience, and consistency, I would also like us in this discussion to agree that if a person, reading to himself, repeats aloud what he is reading, we'll say he is reading aloud. But if the person does not repeat aloud what he is reading, then we'll say that he is reading silently or to himself. That seems rather obvious and intuitive when we're talking about reading with one's eyes or fingers. But I want us all to agree that for purposes of this discussion, when we're reading with our ears, if we do not repeat aloud what we hear, then we'll call that reading to ourselves. And whether or not we're using earbuds is irrelevant. Okay, with that understanding, let's look at normal rates of reading silently, or to ourselves. The purpose for looking at this background information will become clear in just a moment. The average rate at which sighted persons read print to themselves is between 200 and 300 words per minute. Notice that is twice as fast as we normally talk. Therefore, the average sighted person reading to himself reads twice as fast as we normally talk. Now, Dr. Jernigan told me that he read Braille to himself at between 300 and 400 words per minute. Obviously, that's 3 to 4 times as fast as we normally talk. I know that many blind persons who learned Braille as children can rival Dr. Jernigan's reading speed, and therefore they can read to themselves 3 to 4 times as fast as we normally speak. The next piece of information we need as background is, how fast do blind persons read audibly? How fast do we read with our ears? Well, how fast do you set JAWS to read on your computer? How fast do you set VoiceOver to read on your iPhone? How fast do you set the speech synthesizer to read on your Victor Reader Stream or other reading device? Do you crank up the reading speed? A lot of us do. As you probably know, the Victor Reader has a variable reading speed control with a wide range of reading speeds available, from -3 at the slow end, up to 0, and then on up to a +10 at the fast end. By way of reference, with the speech synthesizer Samantha, or Tom, on the Victor Reader Stream set at the reading rate of 0, it reads at approximately 205 words per minute. At the reading speed set at +4, the rate of reading is 380 words per minute. And at a +7, the reading rate is approximately 468 words per minute. Okay, the background facts then are these. 1. The normal rate at which we speak, the normal rate at which we talk to each other, whether we are just chatting with friends, reading something aloud, or giving a speech, is between 100 and 150 words per minute. Fact number 2. The average rate at which sighted persons read print to themselves is twice as fast as we normally talk. Fact number 3. Excellent Braille readers can read to themselves at 3 to 4 times as fast as we normally talk. And fact number 4. Blind audio readers can read to themselves, meaning they can listen to a book being read, at speeds ranging from 2 to 3 or even 4 times as fast as we normally speak. Now, with that as background, here is the important point regarding reading aloud. When a sighted person reading print reads aloud, She does not read a sentence to herself at 200 to 300 words per minute and then stop and repeat it aloud at a speed of between 100 and 150 words per minute. Then read another sentence to herself at 200 to 300 words per minute and then stop and repeat it aloud at the slower rate. Rather, she slows down her reading to herself to match her desired rate of speaking. She slows down her reading to herself so that she can simultaneously look at ink marks on paper, interpret those marks, mentally process their meaning, and then speak it aloud. In other words, she slows down the rate at which she reads to herself so that she can mentally process the next couple of words or a phrase just before she speaks it aloud. The same thing is true for an excellent Braille reader. He does not read a sentence to himself at 300 to 400 words per minute and then stop and repeat it aloud at 100 to 150 words per minute. Then read another sentence to himself at 300 to 400 words per minute and then stop and repeat it aloud at the slower rate. Rather, he slows down his reading to himself to match his desired speed of speaking. He slows down the rate at which he reads to himself so that he can simultaneously feel the Braille dots on the page, interpret those dots, mentally process their meaning, and then speak it aloud. In other words, he slows down the rate at which he reads to himself so that he can mentally process the next couple of words or a phrase just before he speaks it aloud. Now, what I have to tell you is this. It works just the same way reading aloud audibly. What I have learned is that it is just as easy for a person reading audibly to read fluently aloud as it is for a sighted person reading print or an excellent Braille reader reading Braille to read aloud if you slow down your reading to yourself to match your desired speed of speaking. The way to read fluently, aloud, audibly, is to slow down the rate at which you are reading to yourself so that you can simultaneously hear the sounds in your earbud, interpret those sounds, mentally process their meaning, and then speak it aloud. In other words, you slow down the rate at which you read to yourself so that you can mentally process the next couple of words or a phrase just before you speak it aloud. This is easily done if you have a device like the Victor Reader Stream that has three features. The required features are 1. A small handheld device with a speech synthesizer that audibly reads documents in the text folder. Feature number 2. A variable speed control that lets you set the rate of reading to match the normal rate at which we speak. And the third feature is extremely important and is the real key to making the audible teleprompter work. It is an instant pause button or instant stop-start button that immediately stops and then immediately starts in precisely the same place in the document. If you have such a device with these three features, then you are in business. Now, I have good news and I have bad news. The bad news is, if you want to be able to give public speeches and read fluently aloud using the device as an audible teleprompter, you must pay the price in advance to acquire the skill, and no one can pay it for you. The good news is the price you must pay is mere peanuts compared to the incomparable value of the prize you get in exchange. The prize is the ability to give speeches and read fluently aloud. Here is the price you must pay. The price consists of two parts. The first thing you must do is you must make friends with Samantha, or Tom, or whatever speech synthesizer voice you use. You must get used to the voice so that you readily understand what it says. And you do that by reading lots of novels, banquet speeches, kernel books, or anything else. It doesn't really matter what you read, as long as you read enough to make friends with the speech synthesizer. Many of you have already done that. Many of you readily understand your speech synthesizer. You have already paid that price. The second part of the price you must pay is that you must practice reading aloud. I recommend that you spend at least 15 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week, practicing and then utilizing your newly developed skill of reading aloud. Read a kernel book story. Read a banquet speech. Read a chapter in a novel. Read anything aloud. But read aloud as if you were reading a story to someone or as if you were giving a speech. Read to your cat. Read to your salt and pepper shakers. But read with meaning and read with feeling. In my home, we try to read the scriptures every day. And this is one way I enjoy reading aloud every day. I try to read the scriptures to my family for a few minutes every evening after dinner. And I am amazed at the additional insight and understanding one gains when reading aloud with feeling. If you have already made friends with your speech synthesizer and understand readily what you hear, then I believe you will be pleasantly surprised at how quickly and easily you begin to be quite good at reading aloud. I was actually shocked at how quickly I was able to pick up the skill. As I have told some of you, I first began reading aloud using my old Bookport before the Victor Stream was developed. When I first tried it, I found that it took about 4 minutes and 17 seconds of practice before I could read aloud better than half the sighted people I know. Now, that may be a slight exaggeration, but the point is, the skill is not that difficult to learn. However, if you want to be really good at it, you'll need to use it. Now, here is how to use the Victor Reader Stream as an audible teleprompter. Open a document in the text folder. Then adjust the variable reading speed to a -2, which is around 150 to 160 words per minute. That is comparable to the fast end of the rate at which we normally talk. If you want, you can start even slower at a -3. Then, put your thumb on the start-stop button and start playing the document and repeating aloud what you hear. If it starts getting ahead of you, simply push the stop button and then push the button again when you have caught up. For example, stop, start, or stop, start. It can be that fast, and it is just that easy to control the speed of your reading so that it matches your desired speed of speaking. When you first get started, you may feel like you're stumbling a lot. If so, you may want to read the same material 2 or 3 times in a row, and then move to new material. In this way, you'll be a little more familiar with the material, and I think you'll find that your reading flows much better. When I read aloud, I have found it works best to use a single earbud so that I can clearly hear everything else going on, including my own voice, as I normally hear my own voice. With 2 earbuds, that becomes difficult. My favorite earbuds for general use, as well as for reading aloud, are Nike earbuds that cost about $35, in which the wire comes directly from the bud in the ear up and around behind the ear through an ear hook. This makes it easy to tuck the wire down the back of the neck inside my suit coat and down the sleeve to my left hand. In that way, the earpiece is nearly invisible and the wire is hidden. Now, I'm not really trying to hide it. I'm just trying to hide it. Also, at Radio Shack, for $5, you can buy a 90-degree elbow adapter to put on the plug-in end of the earbud wire, so that when you plug it into the Victor Stream, the wire isn't sticking straight out, but runs smoothly along the side of the device. I challenge you to commit to spending 15 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week, for the next 3 weeks, practicing with the audible teleprompter. That is only 15 15-minute sessions, totaling 3 hours and 45 minutes. That is far less time than it takes to memorize an important speech. But by then, I believe you will not only have caught the vision, you will also have caught the bug, and will be motivated to continue to practice until it becomes second nature. If you're like me, well before you're finished with your 15 15-minute practice sessions, you will have the hang of it, as they say, and you will have begun enjoying and having fun reading aloud. Just think about how much time it takes to memorize one important speech. If you're like me, you're usually under some time constraints when memorizing a speech, and under a bit of pressure as well. Unless you're planning to give the same speech multiple times, the time spent memorizing that speech is a sunk cost for that speech alone. On the other hand, based on my experience, if you spend the same amount of time it takes you to memorize one important speech on practicing using the audible teleprompter, you will have developed the proficiency you're comfortable with to begin using the teleprompter in public. In no time at all, it will be second nature to you to use the audible teleprompter when delivering your major speeches. I am convinced, based on my experience, that this technique for giving public speeches and reading aloud can and should be life-changing for many blind professionals and anyone else who wants to be able to read fluently aloud. At our 2012 NFB National Convention, I demonstrated using the audible teleprompter to one of our fellow Federationists. He got so excited about the potential benefits of the device that he arranged a conference call a few weeks later so that I could demonstrate using the audible teleprompter to 5 or 6 others. During that call, I was asked a question. And after the call ended, I wasn't satisfied with my answer. So I thought about it for a while, and then emailed them an expanded answer. Here is what I said. During our conference call, one of you asked if it was possible to increase your reading speed on the fly during the middle of a presentation. I replied by saying I had never tried it because I believe that reading too rapidly during a presentation detracts from effective communication during the presentation. Let me pause here to say that I told the individual this during the conference call because it is well known that he tends to speak too rapidly during his public speeches. But back to my email. I went on to say, although I still believe that one should be very cautious about reading too rapidly during a presentation, I decided to see if it was possible to increase the speed of reading on the fly. I found it to be very easy to do. While reading at a speed of -2, with the Victor Stream in my left hand, I can push the power button once with my thumb, which changes the up and down buttons from volume to speed. I can then, again with the left thumb, push the up arrow button once, which increases the speed to a -1. If desired, I can push it twice and increase the speed to 0. All of that can be done without pausing or breaking the rhythm of reading the presentation. It is also possible, on the fly, to do the same thing in reverse and slow down the presentation. I have found it interesting and, in a way, fun to practice reading Kernel Book stories and NFB banquet speeches at these higher speeds, to see how fast I can flap my lips without getting tongue-tied. It may, in fact, be good practice. However, you should keep in mind that there is a big difference between giving an effective presentation that is fluent, compelling, and eloquent, and simply reading aloud really fast. That is what I wrote in my email. Since then, I have continued to experiment with reading aloud at the reading speed setting of -1, and even the faster rate of 0. I have found that after years of using the Audible teleprompter at the reading speed of -2, I now prefer giving public presentations at work and elsewhere at the faster reading speed setting of 0. And by using the start-stop button when desired, I have never found it necessary to adjust the reading speed setting on the device during a presentation. However, I strongly recommend that when you first get started using the Victor Reader as an Audible teleprompter, you adjust the reading speed setting to no faster than -2. Otherwise, you may feel like you're trying to get a drink out of a fire hose. Okay, I want to make just 2 more points. The first point is extremely important because it is an explanation of a third way I use the Victor Reader Stream as an Audible teleprompter. I use the Audible teleprompter almost every day to read aloud to myself. Let me explain what I mean. But before I explain, I would like us to agree on a working definition of reading aloud. Here it is. Reading aloud means slowing down the rate of reading to match the desired speed of speaking and pronouncing each word with meaning and feeling in order to clearly convey the material being read. Let me repeat that. For purposes of this discussion, I would like us to agree that reading aloud means slowing down the rate of reading to match the desired speed of speaking and pronouncing each word with meaning and feeling in order to clearly convey the material being read. With this working definition of reading aloud, here is the point. When reading a novel to ourselves, or a newspaper article, or even documents at work, we often fly through the material. But when we read material that we want to better understand, material for which we want to gain a deeper comprehension of the subtle shades of meaning, it is necessary to carefully regulate the speed at which the words are introduced to the mind. In this way, the mind can ponder, reflect, and analyze for a moment here and a microsecond there while moving through the material. Reading to oneself for personal comprehension is most effective when the reader has his mental hand on the throttle and regulates the speed at which the words are introduced to the mind. He can then make minute changes in the speed of his reading and pause for a microsecond here and a nanosecond there as he ponders the meaning of each word. In other words, the most effective way to read to oneself for personal comprehension is to read aloud. This is true whether you're reading with the eyes, the fingers, or the ears. And of course, when reading aloud to oneself, the volume of the voice is irrelevant. The reading aloud may occur only in the mind. Do I need to point out that when a sighted person reads to herself for personal comprehension, she doesn't read a sentence at 200 to 300 words per minute and then stop and ponder the meaning of that sentence, and then read another sentence at 200 to 300 words per minute and then stop and ponder that sentence. Rather, she slows down the rate of reading to match the desired speed of speaking. And her desired speed of speaking is the speed at which she wants to introduce each word to her mind as she ponders the material. In other words, she reads the material aloud to herself. And the same thing is true with an excellent Braille reader. When he reads to himself for personal comprehension, he reads aloud to himself. I have found that when reading with my ears, when reading audibly, the most efficient and effective way of reading to myself for personal comprehension is to read aloud using the Victor Reader Stream as an audible teleprompter. That is because the audible teleprompter not only has the ability to slow down the reading speed setting to a comfortable rate, but it also has the instant stop-start button, which is like having your mental hand on the throttle, which allows you to pause for a microsecond here and a nanosecond there while reading the material. I am amazed at how often I now use the Victor Reader Stream as an audible teleprompter for 1, public speaking, 2, reading aloud to others, and 3, reading aloud to myself for personal comprehension. Now, here is the final point I want to make in this presentation. Virtually every word I have said, I have read, including this very sentence. In other words, I am reading even as we speak. I tell you this to make it clear that you can use the Victor Reader Stream to read fluently aloud without sounding like you're reading. That concludes my presentation. Thank you.